So, folks, right now people are saying, you know what? All these dumb arguments are going on. You know, cinema's dead. Nah, cinema's alive. You're just stupid. Oh, no, cinema's just mutating into something else that we don't even know. It's great. And people are saying, you know, oh, y'all shut the fuck up. You know, cinema ain't dead. Movie theaters ain't dead. You just got to learn how to be creative about it with the right movie. And that's what these people think they're doing with this film right here. Bloody hell. They said, you know what? Drive-in's still safe. It's outside. And, you know, if you put the right movie at the drive-in, talk about nostalgia while saving lives. Just get the right film out there to do it with. Even though the right film might be that in concept, is it a good film in its final form? You know, let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for Bloody Hell, which sometimes the least said about the movie, the better, even though this trailer is going to show you a lot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's going to show you a lot. You know, I'll show you some of this. I'll show you some of this trailer because I really do believe, like, you don't need to see a whole lot. I'd rather you go in a little bit cold, whether you're watching this on VOD or whether you do drive to a drive-through theater or drive-through theater. That might be next.
Right? You drive through a tunnel and it's just projecting on the screen.
Here's your tenant, sir, and a bag of fries.
Let's see here. Bloody Hell, which I will not tell you about. I'll just show you a little bit and then we'll come back to tell you more about the movie, at least as much as we can. Right after this.
Everyone has a past. I know I do.
What?
Let's just say...
Everybody get on the ground!
Go, go, go. I'm not boring.
Hey, it's you!
I'm not famous.
Rex Cohen.
At least, not on purpose. I talk to myself.
How much do you think they get for these, by the way?
And I've been known to overreact.
Oh, folks, you know what? I'm going to stop right there. Because you'll see images, but you're not going to hear anything, and hopefully it's not going to give too much away. This is something I rarely ever do, where I just stop the trailer. So I'm not going to even tell you about the story. I'll just kind of give you some, you know, real light premises here without going into too much detail. But I will tell you this. So this movie, Bloody Hell, I was wondering why the reason they were naming it this, and there could be a lot of reasons why, but probably one of the reasons why is because the title, You Fuck With the Wrong Person, was too long. I mean, listen, this is a story about a guy who is not right and no one knows except him. And even in his case, he probably doesn't think there's anything too much wrong. Except when he starts to go off in a really, really bad way. And even he has to tell himself, hey, you need to sit your ass down and be cool. And we're talking about Rex. Who plays in Ben O'Toole. This guy is great, man. He plays a guy who's just trying to deposit some money in the bank and meet a girl. And from that point on, his life goes wrong. In so many ways. I mean, it's almost like he had nine lives and they all went, they all just scattered. This movie is insane, man. It's a movie, first of all, it's written, it has a different writer, a guy named Robert Benjamin. And this is all over the place. And that is actually a pretty good thing.
Keeps you guessing. You don't know where it's going to go next. None of it is just like, what's this now? It's just like... Yep. Ooh, okay, now we're doing this. This is, okay.
Yeah, it was funny because within the first 5 minutes, we went from Finland to Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and what happens over in Finland is way different from what happens over in Finland. They got a way different movie than the one that's happening over in Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like this character, Max, who's played by Ben O'Toole. Rex, who's played by, what's his name?
Ben O'Toole.
Ben O'Toole.
Yeah.
It's almost like this character, Rex, brought these two movies together. like these two movies just collided with each other. And once Rex somehow finds his way, we go from Finland to Boise, Idaho, and Rex takes us back to Finland. Once we find ourselves in Finland, It's all kind of movies, man. It is an action movie, a crime thriller. It's a courtroom drama. It has elements of a horror. It's a comedy.
It's a dark comedy.
You know, it's one of those things where you get to a certain point where you start getting suspicious. You look at the movie, you're like, you know what? This better be going somewhere. Because right now, I can't tell what's happening. Once they actually do get to the main point of the movie, that's insane too. But somehow, this character of Rex, who again is played brilliantly by Ben O'Toole, he's the one that actually keeps it all together because you enjoy watching him.
Yeah, he's a fascinating character. I mean, this actor Ben O'Toole, he's Australian. He's another one of Mel Gibson's finds, just like Russell Crowe and Heath Ledger. But he's amazing, and he puts so much in this character where you think you know him until he's talking to himself and you see his alter, and the way he's able to play both of those so opposite and yet still the same person is fascinating. It keeps you locked in. But just even the action is so much what happens in the beginning, and really so much of that first part is just a commentary on movie action heroes to begin with. It's just the like, you know, maybe we should stop and reexamine this thing that we just like, we love to get behind and have so much bloodlust for.
Yeah, that's the thing with the character of Rex. Character and the actor is so good because, you know, throughout several parts of the movie, they're making you feel all kind of different ways for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's funny, he's charming. You start really feeling bad for him. You feel scared for him. And then at another point, you really start to, when you get to know him, it's like, man, fuck this dude. he's kind of disgusting, too. But
he's disturbed.
Never any less fascinating to watch. And that guy lets it go. It gets to a point, because sometimes, you know, I tell you this much. What the movie does brilliantly is, like, no matter what situation you find with him or where you are with him, you always manage to somehow cheer him on because there's always somebody worse. Mm-hmm. And he is kind of a badass,
mm-hmm,
with his crazy ass. He, you know, what they do is, and you like this, Chris, you start seeing him as, I didn't pull it up, but you start seeing him as the Ash from Evil Dead.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in a way. He's kind of Ash. He's kind of Bruce Willis from
Die Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
John McClane, everyman action hero kind of character.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, like a young Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Yeah. No, it's you know, it's the direction in the movie is what I really like.
That's the thing that caught me when I saw you yesterday. Just the 10 minutes I saw, the direction. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this guy with these shots and the way he's putting all this together, he's not treating this like the schlocky movie I thought it was going to be.
Nah, you see, what they do here is that this is a crazy script. As I said, the director did not write the script. It is a crazy-ass script. And it's almost like the director came in and he tailored his directing style and his camera shots towards the insane nature of this script. What I like about it, though, is that, you know, like right here, you see this golf ball falling on the floor. You know, that golf ball is just not something to be something that's a point of humor. It's not supposed to be a shot that's just random. You know, in between doing playful, insane, creative shots, angles, there's a lot of visuals that he uses to tell the story, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, you'll follow an object to tell the story of, to lead you to something bigger. To reveal a clue of something bigger, or just to do a big reveal itself. I really admired that with the movie, man. I thought that was really cool. It feels like almost like an Edgar Wright movie in a way.
Yeah.
You know, being so many things is what made this feel so original. You know, one moment it feels like it's Die Hard. There's another moment where it feels like it's Resident Evil. You know, you're in the middle of a house in the middle of the foggy woods with something crazy going on.
It reminds me of an old foreign film I saw called Little Otic.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that about? Okay.
I don't want to say because I don't want to reveal what's going on here.
Hey, look, like I said, I'm going to keep this short because when I was watching this the whole time, I was watching this with my wife, and and she didn't even like stuff like this too much, but she was way into it. And
I don't either, which is why I was surprised I was so into it.
No, I actually think, I wish I could say, you know, this is a great horror movie or a horror comedy, but it's a great horror comedy, dark comedy, action film,
thriller. You
know, thriller. Yeah, it is so many things, man. It's a lot of fun. It is perfect for the drive-in, but fortunately, if there's not a drive-in near you, it is going to be on VOD. I highly recommend you watch this. It's a lot of fun. And the thing is, yes, it's gory, but it's not terribly gory. There's gore there for a reason, and it's not too over the top.
That's what it is. It's not senseless gore. It's not gore for the sake of gore.
Yeah.
They actually, I mean, there's a point in it when I just got worried. I was like, oh, man, I've been enjoying this. Am I have to go through something? But everything led to something. Everything was necessary. It's very tight. There was no lulls in it. I was so impressed by how well this was made.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's a fun movie, man. It's a fun movie, but it's not one of those movies, like we said, it's not that festival's film where they're trying to like, they're showing blood and they're doing things just to either shock the audience or get like cheap applause from the audience. It feels like one of those Fantastic Fest or festival films where it's like, you know what? They took all the elements that usually makes me dislike some of these movies and use them in the exact right way that I appreciate. And all that is to like deliver character and tell a story. Highly recommend this, man. Again, you know, if you're not into blood, you're not into gore, you don't like complicated characters, you know, you don't want to cheer on characters that are kind of shitty, you know, then this might not be for you, of course. And then again, it's so crazy that some people might be like, I never knew what was going and that was getting on my nerves. I didn't like it. I can see that. I can definitely see that. And even it gets pretty outrageous too sometimes. There's going to be some points where you're going to be like, okay, man, that just looks stupid right there. And for me, that was done on purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a scene what is obviously a fake leg. I'm not going to tell you, but it's like, puppet or something.
Yeah,
they did that on purpose, yeah, man. You know, it's meant to be a laugh. So this movie does a lot of things that doesn't seem like it would fit together, but great job all around, man. I really did enjoy this. This is another full price.
Yeah, I was not expecting a full price at the beginning of the year. That doesn't usually happen. And all those things that you talked about, gore for the sake of gore, cheap effects, poorly written characters and things that are done just to make people, drunk people at festivals, cheer. I hate all that. And from the poster and the marketing, that's exactly what I thought I was getting. Couldn't have been more pleasantly surprised from this.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think this is kind of a brilliant way of handling all these things that they put in there, man. I really like this a lot. So if you're looking for something fun, man, there's a drive-in near you. Definitely go and bring some friends that you trust, because this is a movie that everybody can just laugh together.
See, I would be worried people would be drinking and then laughing and missing half of it and making me miss half of it.
Well, you're in your car. That's why. You know, yeah. It ain't like when you're in a theater next to the person who's next to you, like, you know, it's not that. You used to go to the drive-in, right?
So long ago, I barely remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I remember being 4 years old, my mother used to put me in the trunk to get in for a rated R movie.
Why you love that? My mother used to put me in the trunk. And
yeah.
sometimes she let me out to see the movie. Yeah.
When she couldn't find a babysitter, you know. Martin, the first, like, wait, huh? That explains a lot right now.
What? Let's just say.
Everybody get on the ground.
Go, go, go. I'm not boring.
Hey, it's you.
I'm not famous.
Rex.
Rex.
Rex Cohen.
At least not on purpose.